You're now listening to the Engage the Rockies podcast, your go-to podcast for local and state issues concerning Colorado.
Hello, Colorado. This is the Engage the Rockies podcast. I am your host, Jarvis Caldwell, Executive Director of Engage the Rockies. This episode is our week in review for April 22nd to the 26th. So from around the state, Fox 31, April 23rd, ranching groups and sheriff call on Colorado to kill two wolves. So we reported last week about more cows being killed by reintroduced wolves. This is an update to that story. Now the Grand County Sheriff joins local ranchers and stock growers from Grand, Jackson, and Larimer counties in calling on governor to lethally remove the wolves behind the killings. The Middle Park Stock Growers, a stock grower association who called for the removal of the wolves, points out that 7 out of the 8 counties where wolves have been tracked oppose the ballot initiative to reintroduce the wolves. The governor's office responded and called the removal of the wolves premature. Next article, The Gazette, April 23rd, headline, Colorado lawmakers to introduce long-awaited property tax relief bill. The bill is expected to be introduced next week, giving only a week to debate and pass before the May 8th end of session date. This bill is largely based on the property tax commission that came from the special session last year. Now, if you all recall, the bill that would become Proposition HH in the 2023 session was rammed through just in the last few days of session. So this one has a little bit more time than Proposition HH had going through the legislature, but only by a few days. So this bill hasn't even been introduced yet in the legislature technically. So it's expected to be introduced next week, which means May 8th being the end of session date. I mean, you're only going to have about a week to have this bill heard in a House committee, have it debated on the House floor. It has to go through the Senate process or vice versa. So we are really down to crunch time here. We don't have all the details for it yet because technically it hasn't been introduced. So we'll have an update for you on that next week. We're also going to have Christy Burton Brown from Advance Colorado on the podcast today, actually, if you're listening to this on Friday, April 26th. She'll be coming on today. We're going to talk with her about her take on what she's seen so far in this property tax bill and get her take on how she feels about it, and then what her solution would be, if anything different. So be on the lookout for that. That will be released on Monday, April 29th. So this coming Monday, we're very excited to hear from Christy on this. She is an expert in this field, and I'm sure she has a lot to say about it. Next article, The Gazette, April 23rd. Headline, Colorado Republicans say House Democratic leaders gave them list of words that they can't say in immigration debates. Colorado Republicans are accusing Democratic leaders of censorship, saying the latter have provided them with a list of words they are prohibited from using during floor debates. So of the list of words, there's quite a big list. I've seen the list posted online. The main focus on this specific list has to do with not saying illegal immigrants or illegal aliens. Instead, the Democrats who came up with this list and gave it to the House Republicans want the term like newcomer to be used instead of illegal immigrant. So Rep. Ron Weinberg, he's a Republican from Loveland. He was rebuked this past Saturday when he was speaking on a bill, and he was speaking about his own personal experience. He is an immigrant from South Africa. He referred to himself as an illegal alien. And the person who was standing in for the speaker at the time in the House basically stopped him and rebuked him and told him he couldn't use that word, even though he was referring to himself, and it's a technical term. And so this has been a pretty big issue. I worked in the legislature last year and the year before, and this was something that was brought up many times when people would use terms such as something as simple as like drug addict. They use usually Republicans using those terms, and Democrats would stop them and correct them and tell them the proper terms. And this is different because we actually see a list. There was never a list before. It was always just kind of, you know, you found out that you weren't supposed to say it when you found out. And it was at the discretion of whoever was chairing the committee or on the House floor. So to see an actual list, that's something different here. Rep. Weinberg is going to be on our show as well. And we're going to talk about this issue in depth. We'll probably release that episode on Monday, May the 6th. So stay tuned for that. We're going to hear from Rep. Ron Weinberg himself, what his position is on this and his feelings on this. Next article, Colorado Politics, April 24th. Headline, Colorado Transit-Oriented Housing Bill Nears Compromise with Amendments. So House Bill 1313 requires affordable housing to be constructed adjacent to transit. That means supported by public subsidies, inclusionary zoning ordinances, and deed restrictions, which restrict or limit maximum rentals and sale price. The bill also requires a period when only low or moderate income households can qualify. The measure requires housing density in the transit-oriented communities at about 40 units per acre. So opponents have noted that some communities lack access to transit, and they lack the infrastructure to meet the bill's mandates. So a main objection from the opponents is the heavy-handed authority that the state has to force on local governments to comply. That includes language that would strip away state transportation funding from local governments that don't meet the bill's objectives. And the second thing that they have an objection to is an injunction the state could seek against those municipalities for failure to comply. So as of this recording on Thursday afternoon, the Senate Local Government and Housing Committee still has to consider this bill with potential amendments being made. So we'll have more info on this transit-oriented housing bill next week. Colorado Politics, April 24th, headline, Colorado House bill requiring investigation of all misconduct allegations in law enforcement barely passes committee. So House Bill 1460 would require law enforcement agencies to investigate all reported allegations of officer misconduct. Failure to do so would constitute workplace discrimination for which civil action may be initiated. The bill's sponsor is Leslie Harrod, a Democrat representative from Denver. So many law enforcement and district attorney professionals around Colorado have opposed the bill, most citing that they had no input on the bill. So there was no stakeholdering done on this bill. And that's where a big complaint is. So 4th Judicial District Attorney Michael Allen criticized the bill's language for being too vague. He said it lacked a clear framework on how law enforcement or legal professionals should define misconduct or unprofessional conduct. Moving on to local news in El Paso County, KRDO, April 22nd, headline, Colorado Springs mayor facing lawsuit accused of not paying bills for his restaurant. Springs Mayor Yemi Mavalade is now at the center of two lawsuits alleging he owes nearly $100,000. Before Mavalade jumped into politics, he owned and operated restaurants in downtown Colorado Springs, including Good Neighbors Meeting House and Wild Goose Meeting House. The lawsuits filed against the mayor and business partner Russell Ware filed in January and February of 2024 accused them of not paying their bills to Shamrock Foods as promised in a 2018 written agreement. The distributor is suing the pair for nearly $100,000, claiming in court documents that the two businesses failed to pay for the goods. In Mabalade's legal response to the lawsuits, he states that Shamrock's claim for damages was caused by the actions or inactions of third parties over whom Mabalade had no control and has no control. And the third party that Mabalade is referring to there is his former business partner, Russell Ware. Mabalade goes on to say that Ware engaged in a pattern of fraud and deceit, stealing funds from the business. The next hearing for this case isn't until September 12th of this year. Next article, headline, defense contractor expanding to Colorado Springs with plans for more than 500 high-paying jobs. Omni Federal said Wednesday that its new 8,300-square-foot office in the Northside InterQuest commercial and retail area will hire ground station systems, software and network engineers, data scientists, and security analysts, among others. Salaries will average $150,000 a year. Gazette. April 25th, headline, Colorado Springs police authorized to implement radar camera program to catch speeders. So the Springs City Council voted 7-2 on Tuesday to authorize the police department to implement a new camera program that will catch and fine drivers exceeding posted speed limits in certain areas of the city. This new radar technology can track and identify multiple speeders at once and will likely be implemented in residential areas, roadways that border parks, and in school and construction zones. The police are still working through the contracting process, and so there's no exact timeline on when we'll start seeing these cameras. And finally, probably the most important thing on this whole list here is Monster Jam returns to the Broadmoor Arena this Saturday. My family and I have tickets, and so we will be there on Saturday, Broadmoor Arena, Monster Jam. We hope to see you there. If you happen to run into me, please make sure you stop and say hi. And that's all the news we have for this week. So please tune in next Friday for another episode of Week in Review. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Engage the Rockies podcast, your go-to podcast for local and state issues concerning Colorado.